Ksuvas Daviram from Ralph Shekhov Tess.
About the Shaila, why does it say on the Gemara, Bezdin mat, it's Matbilan Oisai Aldas Bezdin, Yerkot Matbilan Oisai? The Gemara should speak about the Tvila, about the Mila. Why don't we speak about the Mila? There's numerous Mahalchim in the Rishonim. Shita Mekubetzis says in Achanami, it just says Tvila, because Tvila Shaykh by Nashim and by Anashim, and therefore it just brought something more universal. Shita says another answer, because the Tvila is the end of the process. It ends with Tvila, Mila comes first. There's the two answers of the Shita. Then the Shita came off on two other answers, one from the Rajba, that the Rajba says that that there's a bigger chiddush in Tvila, because Mila, we said that you could verify when he's older, because it's still Yeshno Ba'olam, which we spoke about. What does it mean, Yeshno Ba'olam? So Yeshno Ba'olam, therefore he can more verify it later on. Supposed to Tvila, She'eno Ba'olam, therefore it's a bigger chiddush. Then we have the last teretz of the Shita himself. The Shita says that by Mila, it's Taka, not Aldas Bezdin. Why not? Because it's Ktsas Choiva, the Sara Liyanuka. Therefore, it's not Aldas Bezdin. We said it comes out according to the Shita Mekubetzes in the last teretz. It's only Bezdin, it's only Matbilan Oisai Aldas Bezdin. The Mila's not Aldas Bezdin. Mila doesn't need al das bezdin. We spoke from the Chassam Sofer that you don't need the das of the katan when you do the mila. You need das of the moil, not the nimol. But that's going to be enough. I mean, is it only matbilan oisai das bezdin, or even matbilan oisai das bezdin? Right? According to the first few answers we said from the Shita, that it only brought tefillah because it's universal, but really it's also true by Mila. Or it only brought tefillah because it's the end, but it's also true by Mila. Or because over here is a bigger chiddush by tefillah. All of those, tefillah includes also Mila, but the last teretz is exclusively tefillah and not Mila. Mila does not have das bezdin, doesn't need das bezdin. According to the last teretz of the Shita. Agoin, Rab David Koin, Shlita, Moiri Verebi, brought a raya from Tosfos, like the last teretz of the Shita. What's the raya from Tosfos? His raya is, because Tosfos asks a question. Asks Tosfos, how could you have shlichus for a katan? And how could you have shlichus for a guy? Says Tosfos, tzvei terutzim. So I mean, Tosfos starts off, it's been a gear to katan, it's not a problem, it's a shlichus midrabanan, tzchi midrabanan. Aye, guy doesn't have even tzchi midrabanan. Tosfos says two terutzim. The first terutz of Tosfos is, Tosfos says, being that this, why is it that cotton gets schiyah midrabanan and goy doesn't? Because cotton is asi lechlal shlichus. He's going to become a gadol. Being that this goy we know is going to become what?
A Jew.
He also is asi bechlal. So therefore, he'll also get the schiyah midrabanan. That's the first teretz of Tosfos. Second teretz of Tosfos is that being that with this very Maisa, he becomes a Yisrael, so therefore his schusoi v'girusoi boin ka'achas. It's not a pshat that it's going to work now, because we'll also include this in the Durabbanon that it's asi l'chlal. We don't down this person as a guy, we down him as a yid. Why? Because they're happening simultaneous. The schus and the gerus happen because the schus is to make him into a ger. It happens simultaneous. Therefore, we down him as a Yisrael. Zokt. Hold on a second. When does it become a Yisrael? Bishas the Mila or Bishas the Tvila? Tvila. So, how did we do the Mila for him? Bezdin. This person, when he becomes a Ger, does Mila and Tvila. How did we do the Mila for him? The Tvila, when he does the Tvila in Achanami, he becomes a Ger, so therefore, by Mishas, the Tvila, it's Bon Bevas Achas. The fact that they're Tevil him, and also they're Megayer him, it all happens at the same time, so the Schia and the Girusoi, everything happens at once. But what about Mishas, the Mila? Zok Terava Koin, Reb David Koin Shlita. In Achanami, Tosfos must hold that you don't need the din of Zachin for the Mila. You only need the din of Zachin for the Tvila. Like who? Like the Shita Mekubetzes.
If you do the Tvila first,
your, what?
If you do the Tvila out of order.
If you hold Tvila out of order, it's not Ma'akiv, then yes. Yeah. Whatever, but Pashas, we're not doing it out of order over here. Azoy Zokt. Basically, the Raya is Klar. So cook the to cooked ice, a klor raya. What's the raya? The raya is, if you're saying it's all because it happened v'vas achas, so then over here, the chayra doesn't happen v'vas achas. Aye, frekt of David Cohen. What?
It happens by the tefillah.
It happens by the tefillah, not by the milah. Aye.
It, the milah is also it's the same thing.
It doesn't have vasachas because it's not vasachas because when you do the milah, it doesn't become a ger. Only becomes a ger later. Frekt of David Cohen. Aye, if you look in the Tosis Arosh says mefurash that the tefillah and the milah are al das bezdin. It's often in the Toys R Us. We gave out the Toys R Us yesterday. It's clear that both the Mila and the Tvila are Das Bezdin. Aye, how does it work? He says, it's very geschmack. If you look in the Toys R Us leaves out this answer of Toys. He doesn't say this answer of Toys. He doesn't say it works Mivasachas. Why doesn't he say it works Mivasachas? It's very simple, because according to the Toys R Us, it doesn't work Mivasachas, because you need Zachin for the Mila and for the Tvila. The Mila, it's not Mivasachas, as the Yadus, therefore it's very glot. Toysus never says, it's never Mefurash in Toysus, that you need Zachin also for the Mila. Maybe he holds like the Shita. He holds like the Shita, all you need Bezdin Zachin for is for the Tvila. You could say it's Vasachas. But the Toysus Rosh that says Mefurash, that you need Zachin for the Mila and for the Tvila, he won't say this answer of Toysus. Gishmak Adkan Divrei Moreno. But Rabbi say, I have a very big problem with this. And Beis Hashem, next time we're with Reb David, hopefully we'll ask him this question. Which is, if you look in the Tosfos Shantz, Tosfos Shantz is a contemporary of Tosfos Arosh, Oichet, one of the Balei Tosfos. Tosfos Shantz says, like Tosfos Arosh, that you need Das Bezdin for the Mila and for the Tvila. And Tosfos Shantz says, Tosfos is Teretz. And so Shan says it happens bevasacha. Says mechapta stira do. What? Tosis doesn't say that the tefila. Tosis harosh doesn't. Tosis by us doesn't say you need the mila al das bezdin. Doesn't say that ever. The Gemara just says matbila nois al das bezdin. So the shita says only tefila, not mila. Okay, Tosis never tells us you need also the mila al das bezdin. You saw that Tosis anywhere?
No,
Tosis
Rush says that.
Tosis Rush says it. Tosis Rush leaves out the second teretz. Okay, so it's good. Yes, that's the Reb David has a whole shtickle Torah about that. That's a big shaila.
The same with Tosis Shantz?
No, even on the top he says it. He says it even on the top. See, there's another kash on what Reb David said. We have a lot of kash on Reb David, but I want to leave that alone for now. I'm going to ask you right up on top, because what Reb David said is that that's why I left out the second teretz. So Tosis Shantz says the second teretz, and he says you need mila and tefila. That's bezdin. We're stuck. Big stira. Big problem. You got it? How could you tell me Mila and Tfila happen al das bezdin and tell me that they happen bivas achas? That the goy gets his schio bivas achas. Bivas achas of the Tfila, I understand. How's it work bivas achas of the Mila? Ich verstehe nicht. You don't. You don't become it. No one knows you become a ger. No one, nope, nope.
Starts then?
It doesn't finish though. You can't get your shlichus yet.
Once you have the shlichus,
you can't get your shlichus yet. You're not yet. But that's not vasachas. If you want to say asi bechlal, totally. If you want to say the first teretz is asi bechlal, he's in route. Great, that's the first teretz. Second teretz is it happens in vasachas, not vasachas.
It's like a long thing. You know, like when you hit somebody with a maka, it's a long death. It's a long teretz.
That could be, but the maisa, it's not tuchid deibur. It happened 3 days earlier. The guy's gonna have to heal. You do the bris mila, it's gonna take him 3 days till he's gonna have to do the tefila. As Rabbi said, Achmenas, the pshat is as follows. Rabbi said, we're going to use together many of the things we saw to answer the Tosis Shantz, which is as follows. We'll start with the Shita. The Shita is of the opinion you don't need Das Bezdin for the Mila. Why not? Says the Shita, because even though it's a Choyv, Bezdin does it. So the Chassam Sofer explained, you don't need the das of the nimol. You don't need the das of the person that's getting the milo. You need the das of the person that's giving the milo. The mile. You don't need the das of the nimol. Maybe, the Shantz agrees to that. So what does the Tosfos Shantz mean when he says that Bezdin, it's al das Bezdin? Maybe he means that the Maisa Mila doesn't need Das Besdin. But we said before that there's Be'etzim two Chalokim to Mila. There's the Maisa Mila, and there's the being Gemalt. The being Gemalt is also a Mitzvah Smila. We proved that from the Rashba, because the Rashba said he can verify it because it's od yeshnoi ba'olam. The Mila is still here. He said, "What do you mean the Mila is still here? The Mila was done when he was younger, because now there's still semblance. You could still see that he did the Mila." No, the pshat is that the Mila is the being gemalt. Maybe you need Das Besdin in the being gemalt, not in the Maisa Mila. The Maisa Mila doesn't need Das Besdin, but in the being gemalt, it's going to need Das Besdin. And Mela, I'll say like this. When is he being gemalt, Rabbi Isai?
After the
what?
He's 1 year old.
He's only beat every day.
Once
every day he's being gemalt. So is he still being gemalt b'shas the tefillah?
Uh-huh.
He is. So mela b'vas achas the tefillah and the mila happened simultaneously to make him a yid. He's being gemalt and doing the tefillah. How das besdin?
Is he being gemalt?
Not being gemalt. He is
mol. That's what it is. Mol. It's the same thing. Here's your rabbi say. I explain. Listen. Good. Listen. The Rashba says, listen, that you could do mila das besdin is pretty simple because he could verify it when he's older. What does verify it when he's older mean? Vaistachos, the being mekabel the mila is also a form of geiris. It's not the maisa mila. It's the fact that he's mekabel the mila. So maybe the Tosfos says the entire geiris is the being mekabel the mila, and Besdin is mekabel the mila for him b'shas the tefila. So it all happens simultaneously. Besdin can't do it earlier. Why not? Because he's a goy. They can't do it earlier. They can only be mekabel the mila for him b'shas the tefila. But they could do it simultaneously b'shas the tefila. Either maisa mila happened when he was much earlier, that doesn't bother us. The Maisa Mila doesn't need al das besdin, says the Shita Mekubetzes. All you need is that the Chalois Mila is al das besdin. The being gemalt, the having the Mila is al das besdin. Besdin will have that das for him at the same time as they do the Tvila. It all happens simultaneous.
Meaning they make it from now on that it is a Mila until this part, until Tvila. Without the Das Besdin, it's not a full
meal.
It's a Maisa Mila, but it doesn't.
But it's not going to make him into a Yid. A Maisa Mila is not going to make him into a Yid. Listen to this Minchas Chinuch, Rabbi Yisai. Rabbi Dov Bavarsky brings a Minchas Chinuch. And he says, what happens to the following that happens? Besdin mals someone when he's a kid. Besdin mals someone when he's a kid. He hits 13 and he says, I don't want it. I'm out. What's the din higdilu? He's out. Decides he doesn't want. And then he's, acts goyish for a year or two. And then he comes back to Besdin and says, I changed my mind. I want him. I want him. Does he need to do tevila?
Yeah.
For sure. Does he need to do mila?
No.
No. Says the Minchas Chinuch, he doesn't need mila. What do you mean he doesn't need mila? How could you be a ger without mila? What's the answer?
He has a mila.
What do you mean? But he rejected that mila. But he's being mekabel the mila now. You need a new maisa mila. No. The maisa mila was done by a person who did it al das Yisrael. It was done by a yitz. You need a kabbalas on the being gemalt. He wasn't mekabel being gemalt. Now he's mekabel being gemalt. Everything is good. You have tefila and you have mila.
So what does the yeshi do?
What does what yeshi do?
When the kid says that, I don't want to be a yitz.
It makes him, he's not a yitz, but he still has a mila. He's a yitz without a mila. There's a whole shtickle from Rabbi Weiss who says that there's a concept of mila even by goyim. Could be he's not a yid. He's a goy with a mila.
But, he has to say he has a mila.
That wasn't a mila. That wasn't a mila. That's not a mila. No, the mila has to be done by a moyo. He says the chassam sofer, you need the das of the moyo. You don't need the das of the nemo. So when we did this ger cotton, we were moyo the ger cotton. Who did it? Wasn't a doctor. Besdin did it. Besdin did a mila to him. He wasn't mekabel the geiris. Fine. He has a mila without being a yid.
If my mila told you practice or whatever and did a mila in Arab, it wasn't das the mila. Is it different?
Good question. I hear. Maybe. I don't know. I hear. Maybe.
Maybe all the brachas that are by mila.
A boy says half of a fella. because this is a big kasha. David's asking a festa kasha over here. How could you say it happens with asachas if you need das for the tefillah and the mila? What we're saying is enachanami. The das for the mila happens with asachas with the tefillah, because it's not das on the maisa mila. It's das on the veren moil. So we're using the shita and the rashba to be masbir the tois v'shans. Okay. And maybe he holds that way also.
Why did he say
the other teretz? That has to do with other things. We made other dukkim in Toysa Rosh. There's a lot to be spoken about in the Toysa Rosh. What?
Why
does Artes Mila? Artes doesn't say not Mila. It just doesn't say anything. That's not it's not Mukhrach, the Toysa argues. Right? There's other dukkim which we go through in the Toysa over there. That's mashma that it's not a real din zochen midrabanan. It's only a special. It's other dukkim to be discussed in Toysa Rosh. But for our purposes. Okay, Rabbi Say. The Shaila is like this. Tosfos speaks about a question: how do you ever have ger katan midyaraisa? If you tell me, says Tosfos, that this whole ger katan thing is only midrabanan, you're true, it'll get up to status of diraisa, because our Gemara holds yesh koch berchom lakadom mena Torah. But you can't have a what the pasuk says. There's such a thing as ger katan by gezel ager. We have ger katan. How is the faran such a thing? What does Tosfos answer? Anyone? By Muberes. Muberes, that what?
Nisgaira.
So therefore, you have a ger katan over there. It's not our case. Our case is where you're doing it after the baby's born, but that's going to be the case. The Rishonim asked the question, how can a Muberes Nisgaira, how could the child become a ger? You need to have, not yet, you need to have Mila. We'll get to that. You need Mila. But didn't we say Tefillah is the end of the process? Why not? So some of the Rishonim say if the baby's in the mother's stomach, he has a din like a nekeva, and therefore for the geiris you don't need mila. Is he going to need mila when he's older?
Yeah. What?
Because they're regular yid. But the geiris happens already. Kamo nekeva, and he doesn't need mila.
That's what's like a nekeva.
What?
He's
going to
him
3 days
old.
No, he's being so the geiris nachal. You need geiris. Geiris needs tefillah and mila. So
the geiris like
nekeva. Yeah. The Geiris is like in a cave.
Why does his Geiris work as in a cave? Because
in the so if you say Uber Yerech Imai, so then it then is very good. Then because he's mamish like in a cave. What is he? Wow. He's like the leg of in a cave. He's a shtick in a cave. But you need to say Uber is lav Yerech Imai. Lemaisa, it's not shaykh to do a bris. So therefore, because you can't do a bris, you could say like in a cave doesn't have anything to do a bris on. So therefore, there's nothing being he's not being ma'akev anything in this. You could say. The Ramban says different. That's a good question. Yeah, whatever you want to say, like that. The Ramban says differently. The Ramban says that from here we have a raya, says the Ramban, that you could do mila after tvila. You could do mila after tvila. It's not makif. You're going to have to do the mila. When are you going to do the mila? After he's born. But it's not makif. If the Ramban comes out, what happens if they never do the mila? He's not a ger. The other Rishonim, you don't do the mila. Still, it might be an oral, but under Rabba, he's an oral. Is like he's you know he's gonna be chayiv now. He's an oral.
Why can't you say he's a ger? He's just chayiv kars.
According to the Ramban,
yeah,
because the Ramban says that you do the mila afterwards. It's not mak of the order, but it's mak of the mila.
A yid never has mila. Let's say a yid never has mila.
He's not a yid.
But this person's not a yid. He's a guy. Because in order to become a yid, you need mila and tefila. So he did the tefila already. He didn't do the mila yet. He didn't do the mila. He's not a yid. So he does the meal, he's not a yid. There could be very big nafkaminas, but again, to the din of an Uber. Din of an Uber, an Uber has a din of a Yisrael, there's a different din of an Uber Yisrael and an Uber Nachri. Whether it's been to, for example, abortion. I think that there's halachic differences between whether it's a Jewish child or could be that if it was a guy, then it's could be abortion would be mutter.
According to the Rambam, let's say the kid grows up.
Could be abortion would be mutter, even if she was already toivel. If he say that he's already a din of Yisrael, the Uber's a Yisrael, that's not going to be mutter.
According to the Rambam, you're not din of Yisrael until after abortion.
According to the Ramban, until after the meal, you're not a din Yisrael.
Let's say when you grow up, when you're 13, the kid never, his parents never get a meal, he wants to have a mother. Would he become a Jew without a
Again, what?
Yeah, tefillah because when his father had Mila.
Right.
Now they never give you a...
Yeah, L'chaira.
Why?
What?
Eventually he still needs a Mila.
Yeah, he needs a Mila.
But he's a Jew. Why more than
no.
According to other
Shemi, he needs a Mila because every Jew needs a Mila. Yeah, yeah. Right. In the womb is the Jew Mechayra. Okay. Now everybody said, now we come to the other question, the question of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger frekda bumba kasha frekda Rabbi Kiva Eger. I don't understand. How does the mother table for the baby? If you tell me uber yerech imai, so the mother's table for the baby, fine. The mother can be table for her arms, for any part of her body. So the uber is a part of her body. But if uber lav yerech imai, so then how does she do it? You need adas bezdin, but you're saying you don't have das bezdin there. So how does this work? How does this work? The mother can be table for the baby. As I fact Reb Kiveger, kommt Reb Shloime Eger. Reb Shloime Eger.
With
what?
Das Bezdin, it's not a problem, even if it's.
But then it's only Drabanan. We're looking for Ger Katan Apostle. Kommt Reb Shloime Eger, the Zun of Reb Kiveger. Says Reb Shloime Eger, I'll tell you how it works. There's a concept which we have, which is called Migu, Dezochi Lenafshei, Zochi Nami Lechavrei. Which is, once I'm doing it for myself, I could do it also for you too. Once I do it for myself, I could do it for you also. So over here, the Isha is being titled for herself. She can be zecha also for the child. Says Fizeh, what would happen if the lady is just titled just for the baby, not for herself? She wants to be titled just for the baby. It's not going to work. She's not a chatzitza because we said that she's like the embryonic sac. She's not a chatzitza. A bear, the meisa. She's not zeichel and nafshe.
Isn't it
zechus
anyway?
Yeah, but it's the whole word is migu to zechel and nafshe zechin ami lechavre. She wants to do it for him. Then she's working out zechel and shalom b'funav. The problem zechel and shalom b'funav is chiz mitam shlichus. Ain't shlichus lenachre. It's not going to work. Says Reb Shlomo Eger over here. It's not going out zechel and shalom b'funav. It's migu to zechel and nafshe zechin ami lechavre. You do it for yourself. You can do it also for him without the din of zechel and shalom b'funav. That's only going to work because she's doing it for herself. But Frecht, Rabbi Avraham Erlinger, he says, I don't understand. Over here, you have two different garrison going on. There's two garris. There's one garris on the mama, another garris on the baby. When do you say migdu zochli nashi zochli nami lechavrei? It's when it's one chalois that you're being making chal. Over here, two different garrison. You don't say migdu zochli nashi zochli lechavrei. What shaychus is one after the other? If she would be toivel with her child on her shoulders, you would also say because I'm toivel for myself and child toivel for my baby. Memele, he says he doesn't. He has issues with Reb Shloime Eger. Ichmein ken zayn pshat Reb Shloime Eger is as follows. Rabbi say, if you need zchia on the chalois, if the baby is the one doing the chalois, the ger is doing the chalois, eino chanami. I hear the kasha on Reb Shloime Eger because you need das for the chalois. It's two different chalois. It's not one chalois. It's the mother and the child. Aber was for Shloime Eger ken zayn was meint is as follows. The migu de zochi is only in the maisa tefila, and this blibes one maisa tefila over here. So klapi this maisa, it's all one maisa tefila. It's a maisa tefila that's going to work for the mother. A maisa tefila that's going to work for the baby. Migu de zochi lenafshe, because I can teach this as a maisa tefila for myself. Zochi nami lechaver, it's a maisa tefila for the baby also. I it's two different chaloisim. Bezdin does the chalois. I'm not doing the chalois anyway. That's up to Bezdin whether or not she's going to be chal geirus. So therefore, we don't need her to be part of the chalois. She only has to be part of the maisa.
The chalois geirus is taller than the maisa geirus.
True.
Well, why is that?
Why
one is Bezdin, one is
because
me.
Bezdin does a chalois geirus when he does a maisa geirus. But it's up to Bezdin to be makabel him. If Bezdin's not makabel him, it doesn't work. He doesn't do the chalois geirus. He could do maisa tefillah, he could do a maisa mila. Bezdin says, nope, we're not being makabel you. Why not? We don't want to. We're supposed to represent Klal Yisrael. We're not accepting you. Is he a geir? No. So Bezdin is the one that does the chalois geirus, the kabbalah's geirus. So therefore, he's got to do a ma'isa. It's all one ma'isa tefillah. Okay. Akoponim, the Achroinim say a different pshat in Tosfos. It's takazeir meduyik in Tosfos. Achroinim say a mordei kazach. It's Reb Naftali Trop, and this is the Achroinish raid. They say as follows. Listen to this. It's Pilei Ployim, Rabbi Yisai. Say the Achroinim. Hold on a second. This child was born from a Jewish mother. This child is born from a Jewish mother. This is a Jewish child. Forget his tefillah. The mother's tefillah. When the child was born, the mother was Jewish. This is a Jewish child.
So why wasn't the Kedusha?
Doesn't matter that Ryan wasn't Mikadusha. The Leda was Mikadusha. This is a Jewish child.
Even
if Luber is Lav Yerachimah, this is a Jewish child.
When does the child become a Jew?
The child becomes a Jew when he's born.
When he's born.
That's what the Gemara is saying.
Hold on a second. So what's going on? Says the Granat, the child doesn't have Kedushas Yisrael. Because the heroin was Shaloi B'Kedusha. Because when the mother got pregnant, she wasn't Jewish. So the child is lacking Kedushas Yisrael. What's that? Here he says. Jewish is Jewish. He's just lacking Kedushas Yisrael.
Just.
What does that mean? What does that mean, Bechlau? He's like half Jewish. So there's someone named Rabbi Oizer, Rabbi Eliezer, I think is his first name, and he wants to teach it as follows. This is the Chor Pshat in the Granat. There's two different things. There's nation, there's being part of the nation, and there's being part of the religion. Chiddush, two different things. Being part of the nation and being part of the religion. What makes him Jewish? What makes him part of the nation?
His
mama's Jewish, he's Jewish. What makes him part of the religion? He has to have Kedushas Yisrael. Kedusha gives you the mitzvahs. So he says as follows. If you look in the Lashon of Tosis, Reb David Cohen, Maran, Reb David is Medayik. He says the Lashon is, Havaleki Yisrael Gomer. The Lashon is,
if the father wasn't Jewish, is that called?
The Yisrael Gomer who? It's an interesting Lashon of Tosfos. Yisrael Gomer, what do you mean Yisrael Gomer? He's a ger. Why say Yisrael Gomer who? So says Reb David, Tosfos means to say like Reb Naftali, Yisrael Gomer who? It means that he's Yisrael mitzad the fact that he was born Jewish. All you need over here is the tevila in order to have that he should have Kedushas Yisrael. For Kedushas Yisrael, for that we don't need Zachin. For that it's enough the mother. That's what Reb Naftali says.
The father's not Jewish. Is that
called the Rosh Hashanah? No, the father's irrelevant. Maybe if we can, we'll talk about it tomorrow. About this Chiddush of, we got a lot more to do today still. About these two things, the nationality and the religion, being part of the nation, part of the religion, Kenzai. Peldik Chiddush. But I'd like to suggest maybe another Pshat in Rashi. Rashi says, This ger cotton, magoy bayayin kosher. Magoy bayayin kosher. What does that mean? If he touches yayin, it's kosher. We ask, why is that the only nafkamina? The chayra, if he's a Yisrael, there's lots of nafkaminas.
The one he touched one.
After the mila and tvila, is going to be kosher. So I'd like to suggest as follows. We asked the question, you need Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. Where's the Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs? So we said, maybe it's Kabbalah, this is when he's 13. But until he's Makabal Ol Mitzvahs, okay. Kenzai Rashi holds, part of the nation he is already with the Mila and the Tvila. He's part of the nation. But the religion he doesn't get until he's 13. What's a Nafkamina? He's not an Akum is Ernisht. What's Mago B'Yayin Kosher? Is if he's a Goy, he touches Yayin, this guy's going to be Yayin Esach. He's not a Goy. Is he chayv in mitzvahs? Not chayv in mitzvahs. Why not? Doesn't have kedushas Yisrael. But does he have a din akum? He doesn't have a din akum either. He's like half Jewish over here. Sinai or Azach. A new thing. Is Rav Naftali's machadish. You could have a din that you're part of the le'oim, part of the nation of Klal Yisrael, without having the mitzvahs of Klal Yisrael. What would be a halachic nafkamina? Mago be'ayin kosher. Well, it might be a little different variation. He might hold that even though you have mila and tevila until you have kabbalah sol mitzvah. Until you have kabbalah sol mitzvahs, and it's always mashman the shita. If you look at the shita, Rabbi, so the shita says, "I don't have kabbalah sol mitzvahs." Says the shita, "You'll be kabbalah sol mitzvahs later." Nafkamina, mago be'ayin kosher. What does that mean? You'll be makabel mitzvahs later and after giving a magal b'yayin kasha. What does that mean? What he means to say is, now you don't have full kedushas Yisrael. Now you have chetzi. What is it? Nogeya? Magal b'yayin kasha. Ten zayin, that'll be the pshat. What? The Miri is saying l'chol dover. The Tosis Rit says l'chol dover. They're saying no. It's in gansin a yitz. But could be Rashi. Rashi's clear saying there's something not full about this for some reason. Only magu b'yayin kosher. Chayr as I come tois. Yeah. Okay, Rabbi Sayyid. Now we have to address Rashi. What's state in Rashi? Rashi says, this is all Tosis. I think what Tosis is speaking is Chimitam Shlichas. Rashi is very interesting. Rashi says, the case of Al Das Bezdinim Ein Loy Av, V'imoy Haviyose Lehizgayer. He has no father, and his mother is bringing him to be Megayer. The Shita Mekubet says, Esakasha on Rashi over here. He says, Memonav Shach. I don't get it. If the mother is being Megayer, L'chor, you don't need Al Das Bezdin. Why not? Because Nichalev Ma'ayid Avid Avuah Nichalev Avid Iman, it's the same thing. The mother, the father, it's all, you know. And Rabbi says the Shita, probably he's more connected to his mother, a little child, than connected to his father. So when it says Ima of Yosel is Gair, it probably means that the mother is not herself being Megayer. If the mother's not being Megayer, why do I have to say Ein Loy Av? Why does it have to be Ein Loy Av? Why don't you say that this... Why can there be a father who's also not being Megayer? What?
Why is it that she's not being Megayer?
Because the Gemara says you don't need Al Das Bezdin when the father is Megayer with the children. Says the Shita, probably when the mother is Megayer with the children, also you don't need Al Das Bezdin. So what's the case of Matbilon? So Al Das Bezdin, says the Shita, Imoy Haviyasa Lizgayer. What does that mean? If the mother herself is being Megayer, so then what do you need Das Bezdin for? If you're saying it's Nichle Ma'avid Avuan, says the Shita, it's even more so Nichle Ma'avid Imoin. His lashon is just like she's there. Nigroim abanim achar ha'aim ha'av nigroim achar ha'aim v'yoyser from the av. Right? Children are more connected usually to the mother than they are to the father. So Elamai must be, says the Shita, the ima v'yaseh, she's not being Megayer here. She's just bringing him to be Megayer. She wants her son to be a yid for some reason. Okay. So if the mother's not being Megayer, so then why do you have to say there's no father? Even if there was a father, the not being Megayer, it's Al Das Bezdin. Well, let it work Al Das Bezdin. So what's this Im Ein Loy Av? Why does it have to be Im Ein Loy Av? So Rabbi said we saw Rashi, the next Rashi. That Rashi says Al Das Bezdin Shloi Shayu B'Tvilasai Kedin Kol Tvilas Ger Shetrichin Gimel V'Hein Nasin Loy Av. What does Bezdin do? They become like his father. The Chayr Pshat and Rashi is going to be as follows. What's the Yisoid of Al Das Bezdin? That Bezdin functions as a surrogate father. Bezdin will only function as a surrogate father if there is no father. But if there's a father, Bezdin's not getting involved. It has to be an Ein Loy Av. Because if there's a father, Bezdin doesn't get involved. The whole function of Bezdin, when there might be a Sadas Bezdin, is Heim Nasin Loy Av. But if he already has a father, let the father take care of it. And it's very meduyik in Tur. The Tur says, Nachri Katan. Im yesh loy av, if there's a father, av yochel legayer oisoid, the father can be megayer him. Vim ein loy av, ubal lizgayer, bezdin megayer in oisoid.
Even if the father's not a Jew?
Even if the father's not a Jew. Says the Bach on the tour, the Bach says... that you see from over here, that the father doesn't need Aldas Bezdin. If there's a father, the father's Yochel L'Gairoisoy without Das Bezdin. Vim Eloy Av, Bezdin M'Gairoisoy. Says the Torah, it's only the father. But the mother needs Das Bezdin. That's what the Bach says in Torah. The Chorah, what's the difference between the mother and the father? Why is there a difference between the mother and the father? What's Pshat over here? But the Chorah, it's very Meduik in Rashi. Im Eloy Av, V'imoy, have Yasser L'Gair. Zokt Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kalevsky, and this is also Reb Nachum Pritzovitz, it's brought down in the Kurei Ruvein, and it's also Reb David brings it. This is like part of the standard regular yeshivish hack over here. Is Pshat Rashi is as follows. Brings a Meshech Chochma. Meshech Chochma is going on a Gemara in Yevamos Memches. Rashi over there, we're going to make a long story short, but Rashi over there seems to say that a ger that has a son that was noldu shaloi bikdusha is ma'akav from eating carbon pesach. In other words, a person was magayer. He has a son that is a guy. His son is a guy. If he doesn't have a bris milah, he can't eat carbon pesach. The father can't eat carbon pesach.
The father cannot eat.
All the members of his household have to have bris milah.
It's a member of his household. And
his so son is a bris milah. The shaila is what's going on over here. What? Okay, we're not going to get into that. That's a good question. What do you do with Gershon Skarkot and Shinoilad? But apparently, that's not going to be a problem here for some reason. But the question is, what shaychus is the what shaychus this kid to have a bris milah? The kid's a guy.
Because the father has a chiv, it's mitzvah ben al-av.
A mitzvah ben al-av is if the son is a yid. There's no mitzvah ben. There's no chiv on the father to give his son a bris milah.
It's not Jewish.
There's no chiv to give his son a bris milah. That was before there was any yidden. That's a whole different shaila. It wasn't yet yidden. It was kibitzchak kol zera. It's not yet kol yitzchak. It's not yet. Maybe Yishmael was a Jew. Whatever. Yeah, I don't know. So it's a whole different. It's quite a matan Torah. Quite a all that. Leave that alone. Evet Kanani, there is, because you own your Evet Kanani. Evet Kanani, there is. You own him. Oh, says the Meshech Chochma, Rashi Halt, you own your son. Check that out. You own your son. Says the Meshech Chochma, the same way you could sell your son as a slave, he could sell his son as an Evet Kanani. So you own your son. If a person owns his son, this is Yelid Beisoy. This is part of his. He owns this. He has the right to force his son to have a bris milah.
What makes it a bris milah?
The bris milah is based on, I guess, the moil, not the nemo. The moil, not the nemo. Says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kalevsky, Lefizeh, we can understand a little better Pshat and Rashi and the Bach and all that. Because the father owns the child. Therefore, who owns all the money in the family? The father or the mother?
The
father owns all the money. Who owns the child?
Father.
The father owns the child. The father doesn't need Al Das Bezdin to do the milah. Why? It's his. He does it without Bezdin. He does the milah. A bear. The mama doesn't have Das Bezdin. Mama doesn't own the child. Therefore, the mama has to come on to Das Bezdin. But I just want to say one more knetch, and then we'll pick this up tomorrow, which is, I saw Rav Yaakov Shkolevsky says this also, Baruch Shekivanti. He says, listen, maybe we have a new answer to Rav Kiveger's kasha. What was Rav Kiveger's kasha was? If you uber lav yerech imai, you should need Das Bezdin. Kenzine. Who owns this child when the child is born? Whose child is it?
Father.
The father's child. But Kolzman, as the mother trucked, as she's carrying the baby in her stomach, it's the mother's child. She can be kaveh for the child. This is her kid. She's the bialim on this child right now. This is her child now. We said when the father owns the child, you don't need Adas Bezdin. That's when the child's born. They don't need Adas Bezdin because the father's doing it. A bear, when the child's not born yet and it's inside the mother's stomach, Ken Zayin, the mother now owns the child. This is her child.
She could tell.
Well, it's
the whole.
Good. It's a good kasha. He's asking a good kasha. I always say. Lemaisa. If you look in the Me'iri is very similar to what we saw in the Bach, Meshech Chochma, Ktsas B'Nusach Acher. Says the Me'iri, we gave it out on the Mar Mekoymas. But Bilonos Adas Bezdin Koloimar, She'oysen Haboyim Legayroi, Moidin Esadover Lebezdin. U'megayrin Oysai Aldaitam, Ki'ilu Heim Avoysav Shelzeh. What does that mean? Sheyia in Yonoi Masur Lehem Kiderech Sheinyin Haben Masur Lav. Just like a Ben's Inyin is Masur to the father, so too this child's Inyin is Masur to Bezdin. Lehachnisai Bibris Ulekdushas Emuna. The Meiri seems to be focusing on, not on the fact that you own him like a slave. Lachnisay bebris or the kedusha semuna sounds more like you are in charge of the direction of the child, of the chinuch of the child. Sounds like more from the Meiri. Lachnisay bebris or the kedusha semuna. Veisachnisht. Koponim, Rabbi Yisrael, I'll leave you with one question, and with this, Beis Hashem, we'll pick up tomorrow. Kumtois lefi, what we saw on the tour of the Bach. When a father is megayer a child, does it need Adas Bezdin?
No.
Why? How can the father do it?
He owns him.
Now, when a father is megayer with his child, why does it work? What does the Gemara say?
The
nichale my deovid avuan. Why do you need that for? Why do you need nichale my deovid avuan? Just say what? Father owns him. It's that simple. So what do you need Nichalei Ma'avad Avon for? This Rabbi Yisrael will continue with Beis Hashem hopefully tomorrow.